Так, пирпа.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
جزاك الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولنذيقنكم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. وقال تعالى: ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. صدق الله العظيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمنون هينون لينون كالجمل الآنف، إن قيد إن قاد وإن أنيخ على صخرة استناخ. وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أملي واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، رب زدني علما، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ينفعنا، آمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and elders and dear friends, Alhamdulillah, it's a very joyous day of Eid for all of us. At the same time as celebrating the day of Eid, it's very important to reflect on the month of Ramadan and to reflect on how we spent our month of Ramadan. Because the ulama of the past used to say that if your month of Ramadan went well, then your year will go well. If your month of Ramadan was spent in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by the end of the month of Ramadan you have managed to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your year will go exactly like that. But unfortunately, someone whose Ramadan has been spent in a manner at the end of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased, at the end of which they have not acquired the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that year will be a very bleak year, a very difficult year. A year full of hardship, a year full of difficulties, a year full of financial burdens, a year full of things being out of our control, out of our hand, a year full of difficulties around the corner, a year full of grief, a year full of misfortune. So we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala accepts from us this month of Ramadan. And the Salafu Salihun, the pious predecessors, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentions in Ihya ul-Muddin, one of their qualities was at the end of any amal, at the end of any good deed, they would always feel remorseful. They wouldn't be overly happy or overly pleased with themselves. Rather, they'd feel remorseful and regretful that, oh Allah, you gave me this amazing blessing, however, I did not make the most of it. And this is from the Sunnah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would finish his salah, he would say Allahu Akbar, and thereafter he would say Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Three times he would do istighfar, educating us, the ummah, that remember the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's salah was the most perfect salah. We cannot get a salah which is even any more perfect than that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in salah, he starts to walk forward and he starts to put his hand out, And then he puts his hand back and he walks back and he continues. After Salah, someone asks, Ya Rasulullah, we saw you doing something very strange today. We've never seen you doing anything like it previously. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, did you see what I did? He thought maybe the Sahaba would not have noticed. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, did you happen to see what I did? And he said, Ya Rasulullah, of course. They would watch the actions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam like eagles. This is why they say, if the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, na'udhu billah, a false prophet, someone who was not a true prophet, the Sahaba would have been the first to tell us. Because they would watch his actions like a hawk, like an eagle. Every small action he would do, they would straight away say, Ya Rasulullah, why did this happen like that? Why is it like this? Because remember, the Sahaba were not babies. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's companions were not children, that one can say, oh, he had children around him. So he managed to delude them, and he managed to convince them that he was Prophet of Allah. The Sahaba, many of the Sahaba were much older than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became a Nabi of Allah, a Prophet of Allah at the age of 40. Many of the Sahaba were much older than him. Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu became a Sahabi at the age of 70. And many, many other Sahaba we can talk about. The point is that they would watch the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's actions like a hawk, like an eagle. Every detail in the life of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been recorded, every detail, every precise detail. How he would interact with his wives, every small detail his wives have mentioned to us. And that's how we know how to have that espousal intimacy, how a husband and wife should behave amongst themselves. All of these details have been recorded, have been preserved. No one can say, oh, we don't have any information about this. Everything. We have information about everything. That's one of the wisdoms. I'm going off on a tangent because all these points are important. Many youngsters I'm seeing, many people who I don't normally see, which is sad, which means that we don't come to the masjid for five times salah, or we come on Jum'ah, but we come there at the exit. So maybe I can see your face, maybe I can't. You know, one of those driving tests where they say, without your glasses, with your glasses, can you see the number plate from there, all the way over there? So this is how I see some of you people. You come right at the door. It's very sad, my dear respected brothers and elders. We're Muslims. We need to be happy about the fact that we are Muslims. We need to have this positivity in our actions that we're Muslims. Allah Ta'ala has made some things fard upon us. A few things, they're not many things. Allah has not made many things fard upon us. This deen is not shaq, this deen is not difficult. Inna hadha deena sahlun. This deen, this religion is very easy. Allah Ta'ala has made religion very easy for us. To the extent the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, look, if someone tries to overdo it, and someone tries to overload themselves with the religion, وَلَيْنْ يُشَادَّهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبَهُ. Nobody tries to make the religion too much for them and tries to overdo it, except that they will find it too hard. Deen is easy, we can take it easy, but at the same time we need to do our fara'id, and we need to do them properly. On the Day of Judgment, the first thing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is going to ask us is about our salah. So our salah, we need to show to Allah, oh Allah, I had full marks in salah, full marks. First on time to the masjid, used to perform it in congregation, I used to do all the outward bits. Now the inward bits, this is from you. The inward bits, the internal qualities of salah, what is known as the khushu' of salah. Of course, we all have a responsibility to practice upon our khushu'. But an aspect of khushu' is also ilhami. An aspect of khushu' is also a gift from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. How close Allah wants to pull you to Him. To the extent that when you stand in salah, everything else you forget. So I'm coming back to this point. So that's why I'm mentioning these extra points that are coming in my mind as tangents. We need to have yaqeen and conviction, my dear friends, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the best messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is our prophet, and we are ready to give our lives for this person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to defend his honor. I cannot be able to bear a single negative word against the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I cannot tolerate this. I cannot have patience with this. This is the quality of a Muslim. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions very famous hadith. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you is a true believer until I am more beloved to him, more dear to him than himself, his family, himself, and the entire humanity. I have to be the most beloved person to him. Dear brothers at the back, making too much noise. Abbas bhai, people are making too much noise at the back. So this is the message, my dear brothers. Firstly, we need to have this in our heart, this strength, this conviction, that not only is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala true, not only is every single command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the law, it cannot be gone against. We cannot go against it. Similarly, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's Prophet, and with 100% conviction I am saying this. In the path shown by the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lies 100% success. In any other path lies 100% failure. We need to have this written down. We need to have firm belief upon this. But how will we be convinced that Muhammad, a man who we never met 1440 plus years ago, how can we be convinced that this man was truly a prophet of Allah? How can we be convinced that this man was truly on the truth? And he was not some imposter, he was not, na'udhu billah, someone who was, like many of the Orientalists claim, deluded, mad. One of the famous Orientalists, got his name now, he mentions that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had two lives. He said the life in Makkah and life in Medina. He said the life in Makkah was very good, he was a pious man. He did many good things. But the life in Medina, we see all of these bad habits come inside him. So they analyze the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they try and find faults. So if we're not careful and we don't know the first thing about the seerah and the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will fall into these traps. And we will start assuming these things. Or even if we don't assume these things, we will at least, the very least, we will be extremely, extremely confused. And many of our youngsters are confused. They have no idea. They don't know what to do, so they'd rather just hide and kind of be in this state of, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be a Muslim, I think I was born in a Muslim household, mum and dad are Muslim, but yeah, I don't know if it's important, blah, 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 this is how we feel. Which is a very, very bad thing. And that's why I emphasize, we need to study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama of the ummah have done us a great favor. Imam al-Bayhaqi, Imam Abu Nu'aym al-Isfahani, and many of the great scholars, they've written books called Dala'ilun Nubuwah. Dala'ilun Nubuwah, books which just deal with the proofs that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a prophet of Allah. Entire books, not just one volume, literally volumes, voluminous books, which deal with Dala'ilun Nubuwah. The evidence is that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a true prophet of Allah. So I'm not telling you to go and read those books. I think it would take you a couple of years before we had the tools or the ability to access those books. All I'm saying is read the seerah. And read different books of seerah. Don't just read one book of seerah and say, yeah, I read the seerah when I was a child. I was taught some book of seerah. I can't remember the name of it, but I did read it. It's not good enough. When you read a small book of seerah, then you're supposed to go on to another more advanced book of seerah. And mashallah, the scholars who have translated books now in English or are writing them in English are writing amazing works. I look at these works and I feel so tempted to buy these, and then I have to step back and think, you know what, I can access these from the earlier sources, but they're so well written and they're so beautiful. We should all buy them. We should all have in our libraries at home. MashaAllah, people like to have bookshelves and fill them with books that they will never touch. So we should all have spaces in our libraries and our bookshelves for an entire selection, a range of books on the seerah. And every single day when I have a couple of minutes, and we all know we have lots and lots of couple of minutes, but we sit down and we put the TV on and we watch nonsense and we talk about nonsense. And I don't want to be rude to anyone, but unfortunately this is how our lives are. We waste many, many, many minutes and many hours doing futile things. So I can take out a book of seerah and I can read it for 10 minutes. Or for 5 minutes, and I can guarantee if it's a good book of seerah and it's eye-catching and it's enjoyable, you won't just stop at 5 minutes, you'll want to read a bit more. Now by the end of it, you'll have read half an hour and you'll have learned so much, and the love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have increased in our hearts. So we need to build this bond with Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyway, the point I was coming to, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in salah and he steps forward. So like I said, the sahaba would scrutinize every single action that he would do. So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we saw you doing an action which we have never seen you doing in the past. Why did you do this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you saw me do this. He said, yes, we did, Ya Rasulullah. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, that whilst I was in Salah, Jannah was opened in front of me. I could see everything in Jannah. It goes to the extent that there was a tree in Jannah which was very close to me. And I could see the fruits hanging in front of me on the tree. He goes, so I moved forward to take one of those fruits to put it in my mouth, and whilst I was about to touch it, I remembered I'm in Salah, I'm in Namaz. He goes, so I stopped and I moved back. He goes, and this is what you saw. So the point I'm coming to is this was the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He started his namaz, he's in Jannah, the veils of the unseen are opening up for him. But still, at the end of salah, he would say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, I was bound to have some shortcomings inside of my salah. Oh Allah, please forgive me for those shortcomings. So Rasulullah is teaching us, your salah and my salah will never reach the perfection of the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the first thing that we need to implement in our lives. And not just in salah. Salah is there, but similarly this applies to all acts of worship. At the end of any act of worship, a person should feel remorseful, regretful, engage in excessive istighfar. Excessive istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And your mind, doesn't matter what you do, you're eating, you're talking to someone else, you're going, your mind should just go back to the last action that you did and just feel remorseful that, oh Allah, I don't know, I didn't do it well enough. Oh Allah, I'm sure I had so many mistakes. Oh Allah, I could have done this better. Oh Allah, I could have done that better. Oh Allah, I set out to do it so well, but unfortunately along the way, there were some stumbling blocks, and unfortunately I couldn't achieve what I wanted to achieve. So oh Allah, I am extremely repentful for this, and keep doing istighfar, istighfar, istighfar. And we hope that through this istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this action of ours. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it blessed for us and heavy for us on our scale of deeds. So my point is, my dear respected brothers and elders and friends, alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan has come to a close. It's very important now that we don't just lose it. You know, whatever we had in Ramadan, we don't lose it. People will lose it on Eid. I mentioned this, one of my teachers, he says that, you know, in the month of Ramadan, there was this boy, he was there the whole Ramadan, mashallah, five times salah. Because on the day of Eid, he was there for Eid namaz. The next namaz was Zuhar namaz. He said, I was going towards Zuhar salah, he was going the opposite way on the day of Eid. I said, where are you going? He said, Muftisab, Ramadan is finished. So Ramadan is finished. What kind of question are you asking me? Ramadan is finished. Of course, I'm going that way, whichever way I was supposed to go, not towards the masjid. So he said, this is the mentality of our people. This is the mentality that we have. While it's Ramadan, we think, you know what? Month of mercy, correctly so. But then after Ramadan, we just think it doesn't matter. Do whatever you want to do. This complacency does not befit a Muslim. My dear respected brothers and elders and friends, we don't like being told what to do as Muslims. We don't like being told what to do as human beings. We prefer figuring things out for ourselves. But unfortunately, I'm in a position where I have to tell you, what does Islam say? And this is not the quality of a Muslim, that you just do it in Ramadan and the rest 11 months is my day off, my break, my chill out time. Do whatever I want to do. Allah has forgiven me anyway. We have so much confidence in these few good deeds we did in Ramadan, even though they were done so poorly. Even though when we performed one salah, we had no idea what the Imam was reading. We had no idea where we were. Once in Mars, Jupiter, back to Earth, at work, someone else's house. This is the thoughts that were going through my mind in salah, and I am so confident at the end of Ramadan, Allah has accepted it for me. Not to worry. Rest of the 11 months, put my feet high and just kick back and chill. Unfortunately, this is the wrong mentality. Like I said, the month of Ramadan is supposed to be a training. It's like an intensive. You know, when you have soldiers who are sent to the intensive place to train. Similarly, you have boxers or anyone else. They go MMA fighters. Before they go into the MMA, they're sent in, you know, they do their intensive training. They're not allowed to talk to anyone. They're not allowed to go and waste their time. They have to do their intensive training. This is like intensive training. Now we need to continue that momentum throughout the year. So I do dua that Allah Ta'ala gives myself the tawfiq and Allah Ta'ala gives us all the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala gives us the ability to understand the value of our iman. That our iman is extremely precious. Extremely precious. Not something to be taken lightly. It's a jewel. It's such a jewel, such a precious jewel. A person can never ever understand the value in this dunya. But it's like if you have a diamond and you take the diamond and you throw it in the gutter and it goes through the sewer and it becomes all brown and tarnished and dirty, and then it's with the normal stones outside on the ground, a person walking past will never know that's a diamond. Because it's dirty, it's filthy, it's covered in stain. So unfortunately, this is the condition of many of us. But once we start cleaning the dirt, the stain of sin, and the stain of wrongdoing, and the stain of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala off us, then our diamond will start to shine. We will become valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Valuable in the dunya and in the hereafter. Allah ta'ala make us from those. Everyone ready to do this inshallah? Gee, are we all ready to make our life outside of Ramadan the same or better than our life in Ramadan? Inshallah, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Yeah. Acha, so mashallah, the first jamaat, the collection that was raised was £4,115. Allah Ta'ala accept everyone's kind donations. Allah Ta'ala make it a means of salvation for all of them. Acha, inshallah, we're going to start the salah because we don't want to delay too much. So if the brothers just move forward, inshallah, and we just... if the brothers stand up, just before we stand up, sorry. Remember, in Eid Salah, we have... I'll just mention the takbirat while we're sitting down. In Eid Salah, we have six... Shall I bring them forward first? Inshallah, no problem. The brothers stand up, inshallah, and we can just... If you have any spaces in front of you, please do fill those spaces in because we have some brothers standing at the back near the door. Dear brothers, inshallah, we don't have to be told. This whole commotion happens from the back. If we see any space in front of us, just move forward, inshallah. I remember, brothers, in salah, it's sunnah, we need to be standing shoulder to shoulder, close to each other as possible. We shouldn't leave any gaps between us. Just very briefly, the Eid Salah, remember the Salah will take place first and then the Khutbah will take place thereafter. So the Khutbah is Sunnah, we need to be participating in the Khutbah. As soon as the Khutbah starts, we should not walk away, we should sit and we should listen to the Khutbah. Secondly, in Eid Salah we have six additional Takbirat. In the Hanafi Madhab there are six additional Takbirat. So what we will do is, in the first Rakat there will be three Takbirat. So initially those three Takbirat will take place. We'll do Allahu Akbar, we'll tie our hands, recite Thana, and then three Takbirat. So Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And in the first takbir we lift our hands, we'll tie, and then we'll read the thana. And then the second takbir we lift our hands, we drop them. Third one we'll lift our hands, drop them. And a fourth one we'll lift our hands and we'll tie them again, and then Imam Sahib will recite. In the second rakaat, just before ruku, there'll be three additional takbirah taking place. This is always get there. So just before ruku, there'll be another three takbirat. So the Imam Sahib will do Surah Al-Fatiha, recite Surah Al-Fatiha, recite the qiraat, and then recite three takbirat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then in the fourth takbir, we'll go into ruku. Is that correct? Yeah. So inshallah, please do bear this in mind. I don't want people going into ruku at the wrong time. And do dua, I don't go into ruku at the wrong time as well, inshallah. Are we ready to start, inshallah, from the back? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد بعدد كل معلوم لك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم لا تقتلنا بغضبك ولا تهلكنا بعذابك وعافنا قبل ذلك. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله إن شاء الله the khutbah will take place. The request to participate for the khutbah and then inshallah we can go. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي وفقنا لتكميل عدة رمضان ونكبره على ما هدانا لخلال الإسلام والإيمان. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الأمين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أما بعد فقد آن انقضاء شهر رمضان شهر الصبر وإضلال يوم الفطر ولهما طاعات وأعمال لا تحتمل الغفلة عنها والإمهال منها التلافي لما فرط منا في هذه الأيام لئلا ترغم أنوفنا كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ورغم أنف رجل دخل عليه رمضان ثم انسلخ قبل أن يغفر له. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ومنها إحياء ليلة العيد فقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام ليلتي العيدين محتسبا لم يمت قلبه يوم تموت القلوب. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ومنها صدقة الفطر فقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صاع من بر أو قمح عن اثنين صغير أو كبير حر أو عبد ذكر أو أنثى الحديث. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير وأمر بها أن تؤدى قبل خروج الناس إلى الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ومنها الصلاة والخطبة فقد كان عليه الصلاة والسلام يخرج يوم الفطر والأضحى إلى المصلى فأول شيء يبدأ به الصلاة ثم ينصرف فيقوم مقابل الناس والناس جلوس على صفوفهم فيعظهم ويوصيهم ويأمرهم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم. استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأيها الإخوة الأعزاء أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله على خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم وفق ولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضاه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تسمعون.
Eid Mubarak to everyone. Allah Ta'ala accept all of our good deeds in the month of Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum.